Okay, Rabotai, we're now going to do another Haftarah today. We're going to do the Haftarah of Parashat Vayakel, K'minhag HaSfaradim, when Vayakel is alone. Last year it wasn't, and therefore we didn't get a chance, or was one of the four Parashiyot maybe, so therefore we didn't get a chance to do it, so we're doing it now. Let's go back, just to give the Hakdama. We see in the Nevi'im three different men that are all called Hiram, that all had something to do with the construction of the Beit HaMikdash. The first was Hiram Melech Tzur, who was a goy. The second was Hiram, who came from Shebet Dan, who was a Uman in all different melacha. And the third one was Hiram, his son, and he was from, his mother was from Shebet Naphtali, and he was specifically an Uman in Nehoshet. We also learned that Hiram Melech Tzur, sent a letter to Shlomo HaMelech and offered his help for the construction and sent his best workers. He also sent the Uman Huram of Shevet Dan. So actually, this Hiram sent the other Hiram. I guess he was living in Lebanon, wherever he was. And as we learned, the second Hiram, which is the son of the first one, Shlomo HaMelech, he got him himself, be'atzmo, without the king. And he was the one that finished all the copper, like we read in the Haftarah of the second Shabbat of Hanukkah. So now let's continue. Vayishlach HaMelech Shlomo vayikach et Hiram Mitzur. Now that's the second Hiram. And it says, he commissioned him. Who's this? Ben Isha Almana. He's a son of a Isha Almana, widow. Humimatin Naftali. The Aviv Ish Tzuri. His father was living in Tzur. What was his item? Horesh Nechoshet. He's involved in copper. Vayimale et ha-chokma. And he had chokma. Ve'et ha-tevuna. Means he also understands, you know, from implication, when you tell him something, you can figure out davar mitok davar. Ve'et ha-da'at. So the Rabbi explains of Gamliel, et ha-da'at yadruach ha-kodesh. And he points out that you see that just like when Bezalel built the Mishkan, Bezalel it says, Vayimale oto v'chokma v'tmuna v'da'at. So therefore, to build the Beit HaMikdash, they had the same qualities. And he's learning da'at is Ruach HaKodesh. And he says, that's the Kavanah you should pray in the Amidah. When you say, V'chonenu mitreah chokma mina v'da'at, everybody can get Ruach HaKodesh. This guy was a regular guy. He was a craftsman. But he was able to metahir himself. So he says, nobody should sell themselves short to think that you can't get levels, not maybe the highest level, but levels of you're praying for Chokhmah bin Avadah. How could you pray for Da'at if Da'at is Ruach HaKodesh? You know what? It's attainable. La'asot kol melacha b'nechoshin. V'yavon melech shalomo v'yasot kol melachto. So he came and he did his work. Fine. V'yatsar et ha'amushne amudim. Now we get back to the Amudim. It was amazing. We just learned it in the other Haftarah. What's the Shte Amudim? Yachin. Uboaz. Now. Shemona Esre Amma Komat Amuda Echad. Now it's giving us the height of them. They were 18 Amma high. Let's just go with the easy calculations that each Amma is 2 feet. So 36 feet. Which is like a house. More or less. And it says, Shtem Esre Amma Yasovet Amud. All right, Abotai, little pie. Their circumference, they were able to put a rope around the circumference of 12, which means the width must have been 4. The width is 4. Yeah, it's 3. Exactly, which we're going to see that now. Right? It's 3.14.
Not again.
Pi R squared. I was talking about it. Then it says, Ushte kotarot. Now we get to the kotarot, the crowns that were on top, or the globes, like you call them. Al rasheha amudim. Each one, they're calling it crowns? Yeah. The crowns that were on top. Again, the decorative items on top of these amudim. Mutzak. They were casted in nechoshet, in copper. Hamesh amot komata koteret ha'ehad, v'hamesh amot komata koteret ha'sheni. Which means they were 5 amma each high, but they were set in to the amud. So they didn't add another 10 amma to the height. They were set in. But the rabbi says over here that altogether, there was three amma of the koteret that protruded above the amud. So the amud's height actually was 21 amma. 18 of the amud plus the three protrusion of the top koteret. And what did they put on the koteret? We learned already in the Haftarah before, this lattice of copper that went around it to make it beautiful. So it says, Sibachim, and by the way, these were made out of copper, these beams over here. It's not like concrete or stone. It's made out of, how much copper that is? 36 feet of copper, solid. Then he made also Sibachim Ma'aseh Sibachah, covering like weaving around, like a lace around it. Gidilim, like braided, we'll say. Ma'aseh Shavshirot, like ropes, like an image, like, you know, the roping, lacing around, covering the koteret, covering the these crowns, like koteret. Asher al rosh amudim, shiv'a lekoteret ha'ehad, v'shiv'a lekoteret ha'shin, which is these ropes, seven on one side, but they're made out of metal, the ropes. It's an image of ropes that are like intertwining ropes, decorative, on seven on one and seven on the other. V'ya'as et ha'amudim, and they made the amudim, shte turim, also two rows, saviv ala sevachai ahad, lechasot et ha'koteret, to cover the crowds, asher al rosh ha'amudim, ken asa lekoteret ha'shinit. Remember, we learned the other half that they made 400 of these ha'amudim, 200 on one, and 200 on the other. Now, on top of the kotarot, the kotarot, asher al rosh ha'amudim, ma'aseh shushan. Shushan means shushanim, roses. So they made images of roses on them also. Ba'ulam, arba amot. So it was what? The images that they made was arba amot, which is basically, they made the shoshanim on the width of the amudim beneath the kotarot. Because the kotarot actually would make the width wider. Understand? The beams themselves were four amot. How do we know they were four amot? Because we know the circumference was 12. So therefore, the beam itself was 12. If you go where the kotarot protruded out from the beam. So therefore, they were maybe five amma. So it's coming to say that they made the images of the roses arba amot, which is in the width of four amot, not where the crowns were beneath. Okay. And then it says what? The kotarot al shnei amudim, mima'al, on top, they put these kotarot, mil'umat habetin. Mil'umat habetin means on the side of the betin. Betin is the
bulge.
The bulge of it, which is the actual item itself, the halal, the thickly, the hollowness of the amud. Asher le'ever ha'sevacha, rimonim matayim, we said there was 200 rimonim on each one, turim, saviv, which is 100 on each row, and there was two rows of them on each one, sevil kotarot, hasheni. Vayakem et ha'amudim le'ulam. And where did he put these amudim? In front of the ulam, in front of the hechal. Vayakem et ha'imani, he put the one on the right, vayikra et shemo yachin. Why did he call it yachin? Lesimantov sheyikon habayit la'ad, that the house should be last forever. Yikon, it should be established forever. Vayakim et amud ha'simali, the left one, vayikra shemo Boaz. Mazeh Boaz? Boaz, which means because we have a Beit HaMikdash, Klal Yisrael will have strength against our enemies and will have success. So Boaz, Rashi Tevot. Beautiful. Now, the rabbi learns over here that, you see, even the names are mashpia. The fact that they called it these names over here, you see that the name has a, they didn't just call it beam one, beam two. They named it Yachinu Boaz because there's something in the name itself. Now, after that, Al Rosh Amudim Ma'aseh Shushan, like we learned. That's right. Or maybe that's also the name is. Right, this is Shlomo's great-grandfather. Vatitom Melechet Amudim. After they put the Shoshanim on them, Vatitom, they finished the Amudim. Vayas et Hayam. Now we go to the yam. What was the yam made for? Yam Shei Shlomo. That's in order they can go and dip in the mikveh. Mutzak. Again, it was not made from banging. It was mutzak. Mutzak means it was casted. Eser ba'amah misfato. So there you go. The width of it was 10 amah. So therefore the circumference had to be 30. Like we're going to learn. Ad sefato agol saviv. And it was round. So it was a round pool that has the width of 10. The Hamesh Ba'amah Kumato, and it's 5 deep. Kav Shiloshim Ba'amah Yasuv Oto Saviv. And if you want to do the circumference of it, it'll be a Kav of 30. Here's where the Gemara in Ubin on Daf Yudalid learns the secret of pi. And I told you there's a way to remember it. I'm not a Gaon, I don't remember the Dapim, but Erubin is the third Masechet. You have Berachot, Shabbat, Erubin, and the Daf is 14, which pi is 3.14. So therefore you can remember where that is in Shas. And then it says, Upikaim. Pikaim is like eggs. Golden, or actually copper eggs. You know these guys, they sell the Fabergé. Fabergé? So that is it. They didn't start with Fabergé. It started over with Shiloh Bar Melech.
They sell the sketch
one. Mm-hmm.
Who does that?
Don't say it. Upekaim, these were made out of nechoshet, mitaha misfato, under the lip, the rim of the pool. He says, actually, in the three amot, the bottom three amot, saviv, they went around, putting these little eggs as a decorative. Subavimoto, eser ba'ama, which means 10 eggs per ama. Mekifim etayam saviv, going around the perimeter of the pool, b'shnei turim, on top of each other, two rows. Hapikaim yitzukim b'yitzukato. They were also cast, which means they weren't added. They weren't, it was miksah, it was one piece. I mean, in the making of the pool, when they casted it, they casted the eggs on the actual walls itself. So they had like a, you know, one piece. Now, how did the pool stand? It was not freestanding, it has to have a base. So it's Ezaka Baruch. Omed al Shnei Asar Bakar. It had 12 figurines of oxen that it stood, and that tells you how it stood. Basically, there was 4 groups of 3. So each corner had 3 that was holding it up. Shlosha ponim safona, 3 facing north. Shlosha ponim yama, that's to the west. Shlosha ponim negba, that's to the south. Ushlosha ponim mizrach, and 3 facing east. Vehayam alehem milemala, and the yam was on top of them. Vechol achorehem baita. And the hadush over here is the backs of the animal were under the pool. Achorehem baita, facing inwardly. So if Gamliel learns over here, yanav siniut. That you see what, even though these were only figurines, but it wouldn't be chavod to have the back of the figurine facing out. So therefore, they hid it under the pool. So all you saw was the face of it. So you see inyan of tziniut, and he says why they do 12, which is interesting. He says I would have said shivatim, but he says no, 12 with the kolel is 13. Keneged the yag midot in order to me'orer rachamim, and there's also kavanot in the mikveh kaner'eh that they picked that number as well. Now, right, he says even though. If you see the Torah's makpid on a copper figurine to have siniut, so then you have to assume that it cares about other humans to have siniut as well. The last point of the haftarah is the ovyo, the thickness of the wall of the yam, the base of it and the walls, tefah, which is about 3 inches thick. It's pretty thick. Usfato, but the lip, which means right on top, kema'aseh sefat kos. It's thin like a kos, like a cup, which is very, very, very thin. Exactly. And on it was perach shushan. Perach shushan means like a...
Rose blossoms.
Alpayim bat. Now, how much did this hold? Let's try to figure out. Alpayim bat is basically one bat is 3 se'ah. Bat equals 3 se'ah. So alpayim bat is 6,000 se'ah. So now the question is, how much yachir? That's how much you can hold. Let's do the math, Rabotai. How much liquid can you hold in 6,000 se'ah? Give you a number there on the bottom?
13,000 gallons.
Huge. Ah, that's a big pool. I don't know, what is a regular pool that we have in the backyard fit? I wouldn't even know. 30,000 gallons sounds like a lot.
What is that?
A couple of 100 gallons, maybe a regular pool.
No, much more.
More than that?
You have to multiply the three sides.
Anyway, so 13,000 gallons. So obviously, look, by the way, that's what they called it, a yam. It's like an ocean. You go there, it's like a yam in the middle of the Beit HaMikdash.
This is
10 feet. It's unbelievable what they did over here. All right, Abotai. So that would be the Haftarah for Vayakehi Ratzon. It's good that we read these in Yanim. These are, listen, the Torah obviously wrote these things, even though we would say, Maida Hava Hava. And like in the air, there's in Yanim to read. This is Hedek of the Torah as well, to know exactly how it's built. And the lesson to us is, if they spend so much money and they spend so much know-how to build a house for Hashem, at least when we build our Bate Knesiyot, or we maintain them and we treat them, maybe that's the lesson. It's trying to show you we should treat the Bate Knesiyot with the same white gloves, the same kavod like they did. Okay, Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen ve'amen.